let's talk about year one with football, with college football. Has it been everything you thought it would have been going from high school to the college ranks?
Yeah, I mean, it's different talent-wise. Nothing really I didn't expect. I don't think it really surprised me, but just it's just as fun. I'm loving it just as much as I did high school.
Concordia is 6-3 with a couple of games left on the schedule. It's winding down, Judd. Right? It's hard to believe. It seems like it just started and already it's almost done.
Yeah, and now it seems like we just started fall camp. We're going onto our last week this week against Northwestern.
Yeah, I said there was a couple of weeks. No, we're down to the final week, and last game, of course, and that's once again it's your place, senior day. I'm sure that's a big deal around there for this weekend, isn't it?
Oh yeah, yep.
6-3. It doesn't. What I've read, Judd, you can tell me different. It doesn't sound like the postseason. Maybe if you win this, do you get in, or it pretty much mathematically is Concordia out of the picture?
That I don't know. I haven't heard. I think we are out of the picture, but I haven't really heard talk about that, so I'm not 100% sure on that.
That would be nice if they would get in with the win. We'll have to wait and
Absolutely.
See. Have to wait and see on that. So, as an offensive lineman, I'm sure you are right there. There's a lot of linemen on this team from the roster they have. You're and a lot of I'm sure upperclassmen that you've had a chance to watch and learn from, haven't you?
Absolutely, yes. There's a lot of linemen, a lot of upperclassmen to learn from. Pretty good group of guys. I've learned a lot this year. A lot of them always open to advice. A lot of them give advice, and it's just a good group of guys to be around.
Who's probably the one you look at the most? Is it which position? A tackle, a guard, a center? And where have you been working at, I guess, the most this year?
I played tackle, but the one I kind of look to the most is starting center Brevin Damro. Kind of learn from him, kind of get pointers from him, and then another center, Josh Luer. Those are kind of my mentors, I would say, for the offensive line.
So do you feel you'll stay at tackle, or maybe in the next year move to center, or you have to wait and see?
I would say odds are I would stay at tackle.
Which I would think, gosh, if just to get me out there to play more minutes, does it tackle, guard, center, doesn't matter, does it?
Absolutely not. It's all fun. Playing in the trenches is my favorite.
Academically and everything with school and classes and juggling football practice, everything, how's your academics going? I'm sure you're getting straight A's, aren't you, Judd?
Straight B's. Not quite straight A's, but We're doing good with that. We're maintaining with the grades. It's not too hard this semester.
But it's a change. I mean, no question. Hey, if you're getting B's, that's pretty darn good. I mean, for first-year college and everything, isn't it? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll take those grades, no question. What's your toughest class that you got?
Ooh, that would have to be religion. We got history and literature of the Old Testament. That one's just a lot of information to retain.
I forgot to. I know I've asked you this before when we talked back when you first signed. What is your major this year?
It's agriculture science.
All right. So, but some of these classes, it just is a must. Freshmen got to take, don't they?
Yes, sir. Some gen eds in there. A couple religious classes I'll take each year.
A lot of lifting. I'm sure the training table, eating and stuff like that. That's kind of probably some changes from high school to college, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, yep. So our meal plan. I think all freshmen have like an unlimited meal plan, and then all freshmen lift three times a week at Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6:30.
So no sleeping in for Judd on a lot of those days, huh?
Not those Monday, Wednesday, Fridays.
Are you still the same?
That's all right.
Yeah, that's okay. Are you still at the same weight? Have you gained some weight, lost weight there?
I think I went down in the middle of the season, got a little sick, got a cold going, lost like 5 or 10 pounds. But then I think I've been eating good and lifting, and I've gained maybe 10 or 15 pounds right at 230.
As far as those offensive linemen ahead of you, are there a lot of upperclassmen that will be leaving, graduating after this year?
Oh, for starters, I think there's our right fifth-year senior, Seth Moore. And then there's a senior at left tackle, Derek Campbell. And then Brevin Damrow's a senior. So I think there's about three that will leave.
So no question, you're going to have a competition once again when it comes spring ball. And then into next year, you're going to have competition for playing time, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Now after football's over, I mean, it's a change, I would think. I mean, obviously, no more practice. You're still going to keep in shape and lift and stuff like that. But are you going to miss it? I mean, are you feel like we got one more game left? If we don't make the postseason, it's done. I mean, it's going to be kind of a big change, isn't it?
Yes, it will. It'll be quite different. We'll still have weights and conditioning, I believe. I don't know when exactly it'll be, but yeah, I will definitely miss football practices. I know most people dread football practice. Sometimes I do, but for the most part, I have a great time practicing, and I'll probably miss that in the spring semester or the early spring semester.
Be keeping tabs, I'm sure, watching scores, stuff like that, of back home, how Dundee County Stratton, how their season has went.
Yep, I tried to pay close attention to them. I caught, maybe three or four games of theirs. One playoff game, I think. They're pretty fun to keep up with. Unfortunately, they lost this last week, but they had a good season.
They sure did. Well, Judd, it sounds like this freshman's year has been a good one for you. No regrets at all. Concordia's been a great place, and you're glad you signed and you made that commitment, didn't you?
Absolutely. I love it here. Great program, great group of guys, great coaching staff. Just love it here. Good vibes.
I know you still have the winters, the winter and the spring, but do you feel like you kind of know what you want to do with the summertime? A lot of guys stay down there and work, train, work out. Have you kind of made the plans or still up in the air?
It's kind of still up in the air. I know the linemen get together once a week or so for some field work. I don't know if I'll be involved in that or not. I'd like to go back home for the summer, but it's up in the air. We'll see.